0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, zipiango, wa kastoma zipiango.
Zika chitika, musafimperera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
15 individuals have been apprehended for unsafe repackaging of water and traditional brews in Lusaka. Civic leader concerned over poor drainage system in Lusaka's Mandevu area. And in African news, Ebola outbreak kills 15 in DR Congo. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council LCC has apprehended 15 individuals involved in the collection of used bottles for illegal and uncertified repackaging of water and traditional brews, commonly known as Monkoyo and Chubantu, under the pretense of recycling initiatives. During today's operation, council police intercepted the suspects along Tokyo Way, where they were found conducting illegal recycling activities in contravention of the Public Health Act, Cap 295 of the Laws of Zambia. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Comrade News that the apprehended suspects are currently in police custody and awaiting processing by the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company and will appear before the Fast Track Court for further legal action. She has since advised members of the public to refrain from engaging in illegal recycling, particularly in undesignated and unauthorized areas, as such activities pose a serious risk to public health and violate established regulations.
Where they were found conducting illegal recycling activities in contravention of the Public Health Act, Cap 295 of the Laws of Zambia, the local authority advises members of the public to refrain from engaging in illegal recycling, especially in undesignated and unauthorized areas, as such activities pose serious risks to public health and violate the established regulations. In addition, the council police has demolished 8 illegal makeshift structures erected along the same road, which were constructed without planning permission. The council remains committed to conducting regular inspections to uphold order and ensure compliance with the Regional and Urban Planning Act.
Raphael Chota Ward, councillor of Mandevu constituency in Lusaka, Boniface Walia, has expressed concern over the poor drainage system in the area. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Walia said that flooding remains a major challenge during the rainy season. He notes that the community leadership is working to put in place a proper drainage systems before the onset of the next rainy season. The civic leader adds that the flooding challenge has persisted for years, often leaving many residents displaced from their homes.
So so that my engineers were the reality of the because the engineers were in Capoeira, food was a good thing. before entering the Serendere Pondema plan, because there is no way to get coverage that it is not that much. Last time, Movement Man, the other area of Numba, after a Tobacco Samanumba, our vice president of our national vice president, but Baba is a Mustata primary ground. Manja said, I am beginning to say that Manja will put down the Mutaman to the area. That's what she had to say.
A 38-year-old widow of Mansa District in Wapula Province, Marjorie Kunda, is appealing to well wishers for assistance with capital to start up a small business, which she says will help her take care of her child with a disability. Ms. Kunda explains that life has become extremely difficult since her child, Milan Mansa, sustained serious injuries after falling into a pit, an accident that left him disabled. She says that due to her son's condition, she was forced to stop working as there was no one to take care of him in her absence. In addition to seeking capital, Ms. Kunda is also appealing for help to settle 5 months of unpaid rent amounting to 600 kwacha, which she has been unable to pay due to lack of income. Mufulira Mayor Tanayeli Kamanga has expressed concern over the lack of respect among young people, describing it as a significant issue in the country. During a recent visit to Kansunswa for a constituency development CDF sensitization roadshow, Mr. Kamanga interacted with farmers at the Food Reserve Agency FRA depot. The farmers voiced their frustrations about delays in selling their maize, citing that they had spent over 5 days at the depot without access to basic facilities such as toilets. Mr. Kamanga was disappointed by the apparent lack of interest shown by FRA workers during his visit. The mayor has called on the youth to show respect to their elders and urged authorities to address the challenges faced by farmers, including the shortage of maize sievers and inadequate sanitation facilities at a depot.
We were, I think it's a starting depot in CDF. We were in Kansunswa, which was a very successful program. I think because of the concerns of issues to do with the FRA and the people being delayed at the Kansunswa depot, we thought maybe just for 5 minutes we pass it through so that we'll be able to engage with the people. Also, I think engage the supervisors who are working there. For me, I'll say these words. Maybe respect just for the elders is one thing that is lacking in our children.
The Minister of Health has dismissed the social media reports suggesting that Zambia has introduced mandatory HIV testing. Ministry spokesperson Georgia Mutale Chimombo says the information is false and misleading, warning that such rumors are risk discouraging people from seeking medical care. She clarified that HIV testing in Zambia remains voluntary and confidential, adding that no one will be forced to take the test when visiting a health facility. She, however, explained that in line with national and global guidelines, individuals who consent to be tested and are found positive are immediately placed on treatment to protect their health and prevent further transmission. The Minister of Health has since urged the public to ignore false information and continue visiting health facilities whenever they feel unwell. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20...